Hello and greetings from Iceland. This has been a strange night since I finished my last video yesterday about a man that fell into the fissure in Grindavík and wasn't found. And when I thought that things couldn't get any worse, the eruption starts at perhaps one of the worst locations. So what I'm going to do now is to give you an idea about how serious this is and where this is heading. And after this upload, I will be on my way to Reykjavík from North Iceland. So let's start this with this aerial photo. This is the 4 kilometer long fissure from December 18th. That eruption started fast and faded out fast. But I heard a geologist say this morning that this one could go on for a longer time. The fissure is over 500 meters long. And what we didn't expect was to see this fissure stretch so far south. So little over 100 meters of it is at the wrong side of the lava barrier. They were working on the barriers last night when this was about to start, but the crew left in time, but they left the machines, but they managed to pick them up this morning safely. And when we look at this from this angle, the barriers are around here and the lava is around 400 meters away from the northernmost houses in town. And you can also see this from one of the webcams. There is a chance that the fissure will shrink into craters and the flow south of the barriers will stop. But the fissure could also extend to the south. And what happened last night is that lava flowed into the dike that formed on November 10th. So there was even more displacement in the ground, or up to 70 or 80 centimeters, which means that the town is even more dangerous now than it was before. As for fractures, so we don't know how safe it will be to send heavy machinery around to try to rescue the houses there. So to sum this up, this morning we woke up with our worst fear materializing, and I still have some troubles digesting this. This has been such a huge battle, and the target was always to rescue the town. Let's get over this and move on. And for a while, it looked good. However, this unexpected location of this fissure and this second magma intrusion under the town with all this displacement, it means that I have serious doubts now, or if this struggle so far paid off. So it might very well be that this is over for this ancient fishing village where 1% of the nation used to live before November 10th. So I'm going to use the time while I will be on the road on the way to Reykjavík to try to digest this. I will be in Reykjavík and there around for some time, and I will at least get chances to do some wide angle photography, zoom photography with a drone, so I can have something to use with my upcoming updates that I will do from the south. And until my next update, I will leave some links to Icelandic news sources that you can use, but the best source now are of course the webcams. So I'm leaving links to all the cameras I know of, and I want to thank you for your channel support. It means a lot to me. And until my next update, I'm sending you best regards from the volcano island, Iceland.